Gotta love that. That was put together by our very own Don Nicola. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's good to be back with you today. I hope everybody has had a wonderful weekend, but we're back at it. And today should be an interesting day because we're starting the week over. We're into the new year. Everybody's finishing up their tasks, and few people, I think, are paying attention to what's really going on. Bear with me, folks. I'm going to turn off my private line so we don't hear these interruptions. All right, we're back. Okay, we're going to follow up with the TNT board. Of course, that's my favorite place. I love to post messages there on the Trusted News Trader, and it's simple to get there. We have many links to it on our index page at bbsradio.com. You can see a post there about Ron Paul and donations, and you can go down to the left side under blog and service, and you can find it. It states Trusted News Trader. You can head all the way down to the index page to the bottom, and there'll be some more links there. All right, so I'm going to pull this up with you. I hope you guys are following me on this. You know, got your browsers open, clicking into the Trusted News Trader. It is the original TNT board. Beware of cheap imitations, folks. This is the deal. Okay. You know, I recently posted something up here. Wasn't too long ago, actually, many minutes ago. But it talks about Hillary exiting the campaigns. It was a Drudge Report, and I think it's valid. It basically states that if she continues on, she'll be so marginal that it'll just hurt her entire Clinton brand. I mean, when you start getting those sorts of marginal figures, even though the CFR and all the people behind want Hillary to be in the race, I just don't think she can cut it. She's just done way too much damage to herself. So I like the article. Check it out. It is on the Drudge Report, and I think it's going to pan out. I think she's going to leave the campaign and try to cement what popularity or what sort of perception she can still keep, because people are figuring her out quickly. She's not hard to figure out, folks. I mean, if you're wondering about who she is and you think, wow, we need a powerful, independent woman in there to really get the female aspect of you know how spiritualists often talk about we're too male dominated, it's a feminine energy coming in. Maybe that's what people are were hoping for. But I don't know. You know, as much as I'd love to have a woman in power, because I think she'd be softer, kinder, more compassionate. I actually believe that. I don't want Hillary in there. I mean, she's the opposite of that, in my opinion. Wow. She's got a war going on in her head, and it ain't stopping. And we got another post here. This was actually made by, oh my goodness, me again. Mad Dog. I'm Mad Dog on the boards because, I don't know, you read my profile, you'll see why I called myself Mad Dog. It just fit. The whole thing started because a few of us were kind of mad, so we're still a little touched, if you're wondering. Now, this one was by Don Nikoloff. He wrote this, sent it off to Fox. And he really laid it out. You know, this truly unbalanced propaganda is making, you know, I got to tell you, folks, These news agencies, you know, I don't know how they can be so blind to the will of the people when it comes to their media network? There's one of three reasons working here, folks. Let's look at them. And money's always going to dominate it. So are they still getting so many listeners and viewers that they can continue doing this, even though all reports state they'll go broke doing it? Or are they number one, getting all these listeners and viewers? Are they still getting that many that they believe they're believable, that they're making an impact? Two, do they really not care, and it's just one little outlet, the American little outlet of a global empire, and it really doesn't care. You know, it's moving into the internet, it's got its money moving, this is just a ruse to put more crap on the airwaves, to keep people's attention off the truth that they're being raped, their economy's being raped, it's being raped by very powerful men in very powerful positions that are unseen and behind closed doors, and they're using their pull throughout the world, and they're raping you. The kids, you, me, all of us. Or three, is it they truly don't know? Now, I doubt it's three. I mean, I truly think they know what they're about. They know what they're doing. Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch, doesn't seem to be unintelligent. I mean, the man is very wealthy. Seems to me he'd probably know what's going on. So I think he's moving Fox News into reality TV, very sexy, very mainstream, more in-your-face outrageousness, whether it comes to sex, programming, reality TV, or news. He just figures, this is what I think the guy figures, I think that the guy figures news is just another form of entertainment. And he's moved his whole apparatus into that. Look at the Wall Street Journal. Look at MySpace.com. Look at all the propaganda now against him. I'm even curious as to whether he owns some of these companies that actually say we're against Fox or Fox attacks or this, that. I mean, the guy's shrewd. Anyway, we'll go on. That's my little tirade. But again, I'm in media, so that I'm passionate about this. I'm always going to be passionate about when people are trying to hoodwink you. And I don't often get what's going on. I kind of have to feel it out. But something's not right there. Fox is definitely... I would have to say they're on the lowest part of the media rung as far as the affluent people getting their news from them. I would have to say they got to be, you know, losing a huge market share of their people. Now, what that means to them, probably nothing. Probably nothing. All right. Next one, we have a post by Nevin, and he's talking about his guests. So you want to tune in to Woodland Star. And that's a program we have on Sunday, this coming Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific, Station 2. He's got a fantastic guest there, so I encourage you to come to the board and check it out, Trusted News Trader. That's where we're at. That's where it's always at, folks. This is where the thinkers come to play. Might not be a lot of you out there, but this is where thinkers come to play. So if you're a thinker, come to play. We're going to skip down to Zany here. And Zany, you know, folks, Zany posted one heck of a channeling. Well, I don't even know if it's channeling. The reason I'm putting it to you this way, because could be a higher transmission, could be something. But it's definitely sounds like a very wise person putting their thoughts to pen. Okay. And, you know, I've read a lot of channelings. I listen to a lot. Love them. Hey, they were my start. I started listening to them, and I woke up. And then I realized that as I continue to progress, I woke up to myself. And once that happened, then I could really get the validity of a lot of subjects that were meaningful in the grand scheme of things. And that became my personal truth, understanding, and true, it is as fluid as you and I, as the energies we work with. Integrity is really what it's all about. Character and integrity. Truth, hey, everybody has their perception on it. But regardless of our misperceptions, we can come together and love each other. Now, I wrote a channeling here. No, I didn't really. It wasn't really a channeling. It was a tot. It was a mad dog tot, folks. And it says that many deeply powerful and spiritual people that connect to spirit could, once in a while, consider giving less accolades to entities that may or may not be the originators of such bounty and immensity, folks, and give more credit to themselves for their own higher soul's information, and more time allowing their soul's wisdom to pour forth without labels and attachments, right? Besides, don't they deserve it? You know, I think much of the information coming through these mystical myriad of mirrors, which is what I wrote, through the mystical myriad of mirrors, is more of the knowledge pouring forth through the self than it is through some wise old owl, right? So I thank you, Zany. That post-soul transitions, really, I thought, brought that point home. So, read it. It was fantastic. All right, we're going to go on. Moving on. And it's my pleasure to get to this post, folks. My pleasure to get to you, to be back, you know, being creative, being on the air, being aware. And so we're going to jump on a fabulous post, actually by guess who? Me. I like this post only because I wrote it, and I like it. It talks about people being, you know, a little blind. We all talk about taking action. We all talk that there's people are going to get upset, and the revolution's coming. And yet, a lot of people, you know, and I've even seen reports recently that, if Ron Paul, if these Kabbalistic neocons or New World Order flunkies or banksters or people that own it all, them, if they were to whack Ron Paul, then yeah, I would have to agree. There would be a serious, serious revolution afoot. I think the people would be just, that would actually be the straw. So I said, but what if the election is lost to fraud? Wouldn't that mean amount the same thing? Wouldn't that amount to the same thing as them whacking Ron Paul? If they were to abscond with our elections, wouldn't it have the same effect? I thought so. So I said, take a look at Iowa. Take a look at the Iowa results and the information now coming in about the corruption, the massive errors and omissions, registration fraud, lost and switched votes. Whoa! I mean, it's like they took everything they learned from the last election and spilled their guts in one state. And figure heck with it. Figure it out. I mean, these guys are moving in high gear. And by the time they get to the end of the states, we might have figured out a few, but then does it really matter? I mean, look at all the truth we're coming out with now. Hasn't slowed these bastards down, has it? Yeah. So, you know, I think that it's unnerving. I mean, I'm wondering what's going through people's heads. I can tell you this. I think that people, you know, their rights are gone. I mean, if their votes are gone, their rights are gone. Right? What does that mean? What does that mean to you? All right. I also stated why, and this comes back to Fox and others, ABC, the BBC, many. And I thought, why don't they care? Seem to. You know, and I figure that since so many companies are starting to come out of the woodwork to smear Ron Paul, I figure that's by design. I think that they have built this media circus, and they have fed the media garbage through many outlets, a couple dozen, many of them coming out of the UK and Europe, and or abroad, and several, you know, even coming out of your own country. Now, these few purported news agencies, which, by the way, which is interesting, they weren't here before, and now they all of a sudden have the scoop on all events. Have you noticed that? And these few websites actually spill their filth for all the conspiracy websites to post. Yeah. So it's a funny little dynamic, but you can backtrack. You can backtrack to, you know, I picked up about 17 of these companies, which I'm going to continue to talk about and believe me, I'm waiting for the right time because I want to string this together and do it properly. That really feed a lot of the crap to everything, and it just goes nuts. So that'll be interesting as we roll on. It'll be a huge expose, folks. I really want people to know this year why many of these media companies actually even got into business. You're going to see it. This year, they're going to show their true colors, because this year is that important. Think on that. It's 2008. Pretty important year. And I think the importance of this year, as far as politically, as far as living healthy, loving, sovereign lives, I think this is a biggie. Now, it's difficult sometimes when you know that it's going to come down to a few courageous people, few very courageous people, and let's just give them our support. Let's hope that we can, turn this thing around and hopefully show what real humanity is, show them the real curve, what's really going on, because they're going to try to obfuscate and lie, deceive the public, and they're going to do it with these machines. What it all means, Miss Sue, I don't know. All right, we're going to go on. We're going on. Alan Stang wrote a great article, and it was posted. And I like Alan Stang. News with Views, fabulous, fabulous. He and Debbie Kidd, excellent. I mean, these reporters, they got my heart. They have my attention. They have my admiration. And I think they've done excellent, excellent articles. And this is no different. This is absolutely an excellent article, and it actually talks about the government and its fear of armed veterans. I believe it. I got to tell you. I mean, why would they stop? I mean, why would they first send them all over there so they could get irradiated and inoculated and then bring them back here totally screwed up, and then take away their guns? Right? Try to take away their guns? Well, the answer to that's simple. I mean, I don't need to tell you that, folks. Great article. And then another one that was posted under it by Debbie Kidd. I posted these actually, but they wrote them. And Debbie Kidd talks about what I was talking about earlier. The Iowa election. Yeah. You know, the fiasco is pretty severe. And it's all at once. It's all happening now. And I guess they figure they can just get away with it. They did already. They did already. Look who's in power. All right. We're going to go down to the war on drugs. And, folks, if you wonder what the war on drugs is all about, do you? I mean, I don't think you do by now. if you're aware of a little bit of the news. But if you aren't, or if you are and you really want some in-depth knowledge, that's quite a post on the war on drugs, quite an article. Because it's really designed to be controlled by your own government. They want the money, and they use the money, and, you know, it's really humanity against the corporate government. Believe it or not. Corporate government against humanity, because corporate government means one thing to you folks, and it sure doesn't mean, it means moving from fascism to dictatorship under the biggest money makers. The man with the most toys wins. He who dies with the most toys wins. Well, that's basically what it means. And it's here. It's now. I mean, they're controlling all aspects of your life. Even your elections. You don't have a vote. I mean, they don't really want you to vote. They never did. You know, all this time, you know, you got to get out there and vote and start sending all this information out that we got to get people to vote. We got to get them to vote. But they really never implemented any great ways to get people to vote. It was all a con job. You know, they were marketing. They were actually target marketing specific areas throughout your country. And pulling in the votes where they needed them. Whoa. These guys got everything down to a science. It's all got to come down to ground zero. Your ground and my ground. Right down here where we all live, it's got to come down to reality. Because this illusion sucks. I don't like it anymore. Any of you like it out there? All right. You know, my voice often changes when I'm on the air because if I smoke too many cigarettes, my voice goes gruff. And if I don't smoke too many cigarettes, I feel, I can sing like a child. So it's always a little different. I don't even know what to expect half the time. We're going to go on here. And the microphone doesn't help much. Now, there was another interesting post by Mad Dog, me. And this talks about a little bit on the supposed war on drugs. Get into that. It continues from where we just left off. The Last Stand for Democracy in Strasbourg, excuse me. It really talks about the European Union and what's really going on. It's a few, you folks. Do you think it's bad here? I mean, if we can believe these news agencies, it seems to be pretty bad over there. I mean, especially in the UK. Wow. But I'll tell you, if you think that they're not trying to do this all at once globally, then you got to think again, because if they don't cinch it up globally quickly, there's going to be so many factions against them coming out of the woodwork that I don't think they have a prayer. This has to be global fast. That's why it's New World Order. Global this, global that. You're going to hear it, feel it, see it. It's coming to a mind near you. Because they need to do that. And they need to do it now. So they've got a staging process, and it's all coming alive. Next one. This was a fabulous letter. If you guys feel that media is old. The media, the way mainstream media, the way it is today is old, 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 old. It's a dinosaur. It's a relic. That's why they're throwing it into the entertainment category, because they never, their news never was anything but entertaining to people in the know. You know? Now they're just putting some reality TV on it, right? I mean, they know as much as we do, I think, that, you know, even that little white speck on top of chicken crap is of the same quality, a little different color. So read this letter. It really talks, it's a heartfelt letter, and it's addressed to the media, the old media. And it says, if you guys don't really get on board with the way the shift of these energies are happening and what we see as trends globally, then you guys are going to just be left behind. You'll be inconsequential. You'll be really irrelevant. I don't know. Again, it comes back to what we first discussed. Hey, they're very shrewd. They have their own ideas. The question is, are we going to buy any of them anymore? And so, are we going to even allow them to pretend that they're news agencies in this arena? Or are we going to just tune them out entirely, get rid of their stations, call up their advertisers, talk to their sponsors, sell their stocks, just, you know, show them the respect that they deserve? Are we going to do that? That'd be nice. There's a powerful article, folks, and or video, and an article underneath it that talks about 9/11 cover-up. You really should. I mean, if you like documentaries about 9/11 and you want a home run to show mom, to show dad, to show the brother, the sister, the uncle, the aunt, the one video that you really got to show people, this might be it. Loose Change, second edition, recut. They say it's the most powerful 9/11 documentary yet. I believe them. Yep. I believe him. Fabulous. Same with the article under it. Edmonds, 9/11 cover-up, treason, and the bomb. Great article. After that, we're talking, well, I never did get to see this video that Zaney posted, talking about thousands of orbs, ships caught on video. I did go to the page. I did read, scan through the information and saw the images. Never listened to the video. I probably should have. Don't know. My whole feelings as I went over it was kind of eh. Don't know why. I just thought I'd throw that at you. Tell me what you think. Post it. All right. Pure inspiration, motivation, hope for the human race. Gina Satoli. You know, she does a radio program with us on Mondays. And it's on station 2. These are the days, folks. These are the days. And it's really quite a program. She goes every other week. It airs at 6:55 Central Time. It's a program you don't want to miss. She's extraordinary, truly. So, tune in, station 2, folks, Monday. We're going on. We got a few more posts by Nevin. Dr. Campanella loves his HTML. So he's throwing it out there. Love it. Thank you. It's always good to get quick tips and tricks. Denise is a lady who writes just beautifully. I knew now. She writes beautifully. Folks, if you love fantastic channel type information in very beautiful poetic form, Denise, it will surprise you because she'll surpass your expectations. Fabulous. She's been actually writing quotes for us for years. You can check them out on some of the nostalgic areas on our website. We may have a link in there, I'm sure we do, to many of the past quotes that she's posted. Take the time, you'll like it. All right, Lance, Lancifer. Now, he's a guy I absolutely love. I love this guy. Love him. And he's talking about BC to put welfare payments on government debit cards. Yeah. Being Canadian, I know a little about the Canadian situation there. Slightly different illusion, same effect. Well, maybe even slightly different effect. It's all about effect, folks. But it's quite an article. It tells you where they're trying to bring this thing. I mean, this is where they're heading it, folks. They're doing it quickly. Quickly. You know? They're going to see how fast and how much they can get away with. They have to. Okay. And Anacord issuing Social Security cards. Bank, a Dallas-based bank is the card issuer. Social Security, actually debit cards. Now, guess who reported this one? You're going to love it, folks. Again, Wall Street Journal used to have some modicum of wherewithal and integrity, maybe. I don't know. At least they reported some of the news. But now, well, this article straight from the Wall Street Journal, that about says it all, folks. Right? Check it out. I don't tell you to go buy the Wall Street Journal. In fact, I insist that you never pay for another paper again. And, you know, I wouldn't even use it. I mean, if you're homeless out there, or you know some homeless people, and you're passing a few bucks to them on the road, which I do, folks. I mean, I love people. But I would, you know, maybe suggest to them, don't use Wall Street Journal newspaper. You know, it's not going to keep you dry. All right. You know, Lance Verp, love you. He's got some great opinions up there and talks about some great stuff. And actually, my brother, Doug, he's heading in on the discussion, and he loves what Lance Verp wrote, especially Wind and the Rain. You know, this Lance Verp, he's got a flair. I think because he's been around the block so often, that he's actually not only bright, sarcastic, acerbic, but humorous and compassionate, kind. He actually fits. He fits the new energy, folks. Read his posts. He's really a great guy. He's joyous, even though everything's crumbling around him, because he knows that he's aware and he's doing the best he can, and he realizes that you really have to take the world and everything with a lot of humor, a lot of love, and get yourself out there. And don't allow people to tell you what you can and can't do if they're criminals to begin with, like your government. You really want to read that post, folks. I mean, excellent post. Well stated. All right, folks, I'm going to do something I've never done before. I am going to be back. I'm going to take just a short break. We're going to play a little track here, one of my favorite BBS radio commercial tracks, and I'll be back in a couple minutes. Stick around.
BBSRadio.com. It's not mainstream. It could be here. Information and knowledge bring humanity closer to truth. BBSRadio.com.
We're back. Thank you for sticking around. It's probably not many of you, but what the heck? I wouldn't listen to me either. So those of you who are, good on you. I love you. Can't be many of you. All right. In fact, I'm only monitoring about 6 of you. Slow night, folks. Everybody's tuning me out. Who is this crazy nut? Who is this mad dog? Who is this Don Newsom who gets on the airwaves barking? Well, folks, I'm a guy like you. Just like you. Because most of you that are still on, if there's only 6 of you, you've probably taken a lot of action in your life because you're feeling like me. So we're going to keep talking to you. You know, Robert Alford Darby, he's been writing posts. They've ended up on our network way back when. And he talks a lot about Zeta Talk and about a lot of stuff that has a lot of religious, in my opinion, very religious overtones and judgmental undertones by vengeful type gods and what we need to do and must do and adhere to and be structured to. And it's all fun until somebody loses an eye, right? I don't know. You know, I don't even know if he knows. I mean, I love this guy. I think he's a wonderful guy, and I thank him for being a freedom fighter and for what he's done in the past as far as his service to his country. And I love him for being as passionate as he is, because this guy's passionate. He's trying to figure it out, and he's passionate. And he takes action. I may not agree with what he writes, but look, folks, he's taking action. He's passionate. And folks, a lot of you people that don't believe what he writes and this, that, or the other, well, you know, I don't think he's ever changed his tune in all his years. I've spoken to him. He's written the same things. He's written articles. He follows Zeta Talk adeptly and various other publications. I mean, I don't know. Guy seems quite passionate, and he's well-written. So I don't agree with a lot of it, but that's just me. You got to feel it and see how it fits with you. All right, we're going to go on. This is important information about a country's preparation for a possible future event, endgame. And so I actually posted this, or made a post after this, and I thought it was an interesting story. And Planet X fits in there, too. It really has all the trappings and the trimmings you'll need to start the New Year's out, or the whole year. I got to tell you, if you want to go down that road, it's your mind. It's your mind. Take it for a run. Take it for a spin. You're here to use it anyways, I guess. And of course, the post after that, supposedly junk. We got an email later on by the originator of that. And it, from what we understand, is it's not true at all. So I'll either remove that after the show or get someone else too. We'll get it off there. But I don't, blackout orders, UK begins mass burials. I mean, I did post that up there because it actually came from a host. But again, you know, a lot of stuff I post up there, you gotta wonder at some of the source of this information. And I'm gonna lay out a lot of sources for you here soon, folks. Again, good expose coming on all that. If I can actually find the time, I'll finish it up. Ron Paul's next. We love Ron Paul. BBS loves Ron Paul. I love him. So do the people I work with. Friends, family, neighbors. Everybody I know. He's it for me, folks. He actually won my support, my heart, and my trust. He won it through everything he's done in the past, everything he's doing now, and to me, his track record shows me he's likely to continue doing it, folks. Come on. I mean, let's be real. This guy's the only candidate The only one. Here's my opinion. We heard Dr. Campanella's opinion on the last TNT show, and he was thinking, you know, get out there and listen to Obama. Yeah, listen to all of them. I agree. It just seems to me kind of fishy. When media says go one way, I say, oh, snow that way. Check it out. So then I go, wow, this guy, you know, he's first minority candidate that has, to me, moved so fast from unknown status to brilliant author extraordinaire with number one hits and all the media backing him. That stinks. To me, that stinks. Okay. You know what the media's done, in my mind, folks? They've actually told me how they're going to play it, and I figure, you know, the people that they're truly trying to brainwash you about, smear you about, or trying to get elected, those are the people, folks. They're the ones all the money doesn't want you to elect. Whoa, so you can easily beat them just by watching them. Make them as insignificant as they really will be. Let's just do it now. Why wait? Right? I'm a positive thought. So I think he's the only candidate. When it comes to Dennis Kucinich, you know what? A lot of people like him. I think it was kind of a neat thing that he tried to put an impeachment through, but that was a fiasco. So does he gain any points for it? No, especially considering it didn't amount to a hill of beans. And that's now, is he trying that again? Well, sure, he could try it during the whole election campaign. Maybe get all the voters he needs because of it. Personally, if he were to succeed now, I would say, I'm liking you, my friend. Now you got my attention. Okay. He stepped up to the plate that did that, and it sounded a little funky, and there was a lot of funk around it, and now you come back to the funk of it, and I don't know. Now, the reason I like him is because the media blocks him out. But now think like the media. You know, I don't know. You know, I think the man is dealing from a platform of character. I truly think that. But I'm just a little leery about some of the progress that's been made and whether he's a better candidate than Ron Paul. I personally wish this would happen. You know what my wish is, folks, and maybe it'll happen. Ron Paul takes a vice president named Dennis Kucinich. He brings the Republican and the Democrat Party under one platform. And he says, Dennis, you're going to be my vice president. Okay? That's how I feel on the matter. But yep, those are the two best candidates, and to me, Ron Paul is it. But I think if either's elected, I truly believe we're going to get a great, a much better situation than we're getting now. I think Dennis will be a provider of that, and Ron Paul. I just think Ron Paul's way is the fastest, correct way to do it, because it all has to come down to ground zero. But as fast as something else we witnessed, right? It's got to come down now. We got to really, you know, people are ready. They're getting shocked out of their mind right now with this fear and shock and awe tactic on them. You know, if we bring these criminals really to justice, and a few of them to the gallows, we're going to make things a lot better than they are now. Electing one of these two people is definitely going to be the ticket. I just think Ron Paul is the candidate. Now I'm going to repeat that a lot because this man, I love this man. And I hope you do too. Denise has written some more beautiful, beautiful words for us. You know, she does a very delicate, how do you word that? Delicate prose, maybe? It's just light. It's beautiful. It always sits well with you when you're listening to it and reading it and reading it out loud, which I often encourage. Your very thoughts. She is very adept at writing such wonderful. I guess they're channelings. I mean, it comes back to it. I think it's from her higher self, a lot of this wisdom, where a lot of people pretend that it's from some wise old owl. She doesn't. She just says, hey, the new now, and these are the words, and I think they're beautiful. All right. Well, folks, we only have a little bit of time here. We don't have much time. We have about, I would say, 13 minutes, somewhere in there, or about 7 minutes, actually, that will be on the air. So if you want to call in, if you feel like calling in and just saying hi, you know, get off the air, you suck. Well, actually, great report. I'm going to hire you. You'll start out at $1 million an hour, and we'll just keep you giving you raises every second after that. Anything in between, I'll take a call from. Toll-free number is 888 or 877-876-5227. That's for U.S. only. Canadian line is on the website at bbsradio.com. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. If you don't call in the next, couple minutes, I won't be able to take the call, only because I'll have to hang up on both of us. All right. Since we got a few more minutes and we're waiting for somebody to give us a jingle and give us their thoughts on anything and everything, we're going to go into another post. Top 25 Censored Stories of 2008. You know, I've read these. I've read these projects, these posts before. And interesting reads. I'm sure they got a lot of them correctly. The media is blacked out so much now, to be honest with you, that 25 just doesn't cut it. Doesn't cut it anymore. All the truth is being, filtered. Removed. There is no truth anymore out there. Not in media. They censored everything. They haven't told the truth yet. And they should feel the weight of what we feel about that. After all, they are bringing it into our homes, lying to us. All right. I guess we'll go into one last post. One last post before we shut her down for the evening, folks. And this really is one that I think you guys got to jump into. And this talks about vaccines, medical experiments on children, minorities, women, and inmates. It kind of gives you an idea why I'm a little ticked. Just a little idea. And it's happening right now. You know, these people who have the money, now you realize they're doing anything they want. They're spraying you, they're putting fluoride in your water. Fluorocytic acid. They're spraying you with barium and then putting disinformation out about it or ignoring it while they're continuing to do it. With all forms of wonderful stuff. Spreading diseases all over the place. Taking away your rights. Screwing up the economy. Getting richer and richer and richer. Making sure that they stiff all of us. And making sure that we die in the process. many of us, to somehow suit their own whimsy. Wizard of Whimsy. They've got some great pictures, folks. If you want to see some great pictures of Bush, our illustrious king, go to the Wizard of Whimsy. The Wizard of Whimsy. Check out those pictures. I love those pictures, folks. I mean, he's got the monkey right off the bat. And we're playing around with a bunch of monkeys. They really are, because they're thinking in old ways, old thoughts. They're trying to globalize and trying to put all the problems in under one person's domination. I mean, if you think about it, it's really got to be one sick wacko who wants all the pie, right? I mean, if they're that convoluted, do you think ultimately that a few of them can share it? I don't know. There's a thought, isn't it? Ultimately, you get one guy in total control. What happens? I mean, we know where to go to bring control apart, to start tearing it down, which is constantly going to lead to problems all over the place, and nobody's going to get punished, but the citizens, the people. So is it really the best way to economize our world, to do it under a few people? I mean, wow, to put that much control under a few people, you have to do it almost all electronically. How safe is that? I mean, to really centralize power so forcibly and so powerfully in the hands of a few, I just don't see that as being wise. Maybe they are living in the time of the past. I got to think they are, and it's just a few of them, and they're not too bright any longer. You know, they're really not all that bright any longer. Oh, they're intelligent, and they can spin mind puzzles around you while they're absconding with everything that's anything of meaning to them. Because remember, what has meaning to you is up to you. But you know, I feel that that's a dying breed. The kids are going to make sure of that, our kids, our generation. And we're doing it. And I think this 2008 is going to be the year where that is decided. Back to that 2008. I think what's going to happen, whether these globalists win or they don't, will be decided by the actions of those this year. Now, it may not be in the open, out in the media, but it's the actions of those that take them this year that will decide the course of how this all unravels. That's what I think. So beware, folks, information overload. Beware. You're going to get so much crap flying at you from so many places. Most of these fly-by-night media hecklers and clowns and new media freedom fighters that are out there that just came into existence for this fiasco, they're going to be just going nuts on you. You've got political machines that have geared up for this year that have a lot of money, and all they're going to do is run campaigns. And they're going to run them the new ways that they've specifically designed for your ears and eyes and taste buds this year. So it's going to be an interesting year. Stay alive. Stay heart-centered. Don't buy into the mainstream media anymore. Leave it alone, folks. Leave it alone. Don't become a mainstream media junkie. It's just not going to do you any good anymore. And step up to the plate. Because let's change this world. We got this year to make things happen. Folks, it's the end of a beautiful hour. Beautiful Monday. Beautiful day at BBS Radio. We're going to be up next with a fabulous show. I think. Yes. We have another show coming up. This one, actually, folks, it took a hiatus for a while, but it is back in full tilt. And it's a fantastic program. This is Iris Jackson. She does Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And if you want them to come true for you, folks, stick around. She'll be right up.